This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And your co-host, Elisa Profumo. I gotta get the potato. Hey, welcome back. It's Friday, and we're in the studio for Casual Friday with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How are you, Elisa?
I am good. How are you?
Good, good. I see you have a very, very large jug of water there. Is there any reason for that?
Well, I'm trying to drink a gallon of water a day. I didn't realize it. Altrient C posted that today is water day.
Yeah.
And I was carrying my water jug this morning into the gym. It's a half gallon. It's not a gallon.
Right.
It's a half gallon.
Right.
And I bought it at Walmart. It's really handy.
Yeah, it's
to have.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. It's got the sports top that you pop open and you can just draw from. Yeah.
And
yeah.
As I'm walking in, there are two old guys up front talking, and one of them looked at me and he said, "Ma'am, if you drink all that water, when are you going to have time to work out?"
That's funny. Yeah, old guys don't get it at all. Especially because most of their prostates don't work anymore, so they don't want to drink water at all.
But today is water day, huh?
I know, so we're supposed to drink more water. How much more water can we drink? All you and I drink, and I'm sure that most of the people who listen to the show, I mean, I would imagine that water is our number one go-to beverage.
I drink water. I drink water with lemon or lime. I do drink green tea.
Yeah.
And then I drink sparkling water sometimes if I want to change.
Yeah, some bubbles. That makes it different. Mm-hmm. But we have lots of friends who do nothing but drink soda. And some of them who think Fresca is not soda, by the way.
That's crazy.
Didn't you have a friend that you recently told about, you know, the dangers of drinking soda, well, and he said, but I drink Fresca.
Dr. Andrew posted, or Adele, I'm sorry, Adele, posted that on Subversity that drinking one soda a day will increase your type 2 diabetes risk by 34%.
Right.
If you drink two sodas a day, your diabetes risk is increased by 121%.
But now these are whole sugar sodas. This is not.
No, it was both.
Even
sugar
even diet.
SSB, sugar sweetened beverage, and ASB,
artificially sweetened
beverages.
Wow, that's amazing.
It was both.
Wow, that's amazing. And that's an interesting discussion because recently there was a study published linking some 180,000 deaths a year to soda worldwide.
Mm-hmm. And what did you think of that?
I didn't buy it.
It was a new Harvard study presented at a meeting of the American Heart Association in New Orleans. And it revealed that intake of soda and other sugar-sweetened drinks are associated with more than 180,000 preventable deaths each year.
But see, here's my problem with this study.
And that includes juices like apple juice and orange juice.
I mean, soda gets the rap because soda is the redheaded stepchild right
well,
now.
Well, at least with like an orange juice. If you have a fresh squeezed orange juice, there's no chemicals in it. But if you're drinking a diet soda, it's a chemical cocktail.
Right. But fresh squeezed orange juice, if you're squeezing it yourself from oranges that you have yourself, you're talking about, then you know what's coming in, you know, what's in there. But you shouldn't be drinking orange juice anyway because it's just concentrated sugar and you're not getting all the benefits of the flesh of the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
But my problem with the study is this. And if Adele is listening, please feel free to, you know, put something up on Facebook if I'm wrong. This is probably an epidemiological study. These are population studies where they look at whole populations and they go, X amount of participants said that they drink soda. X amount of participants also have diabetes. So ergo, soda causes diabetes, and ergo, 180,000 deaths a year are caused by drinking soda. I don't think that they have studies that show that 180,000 people a year died specifically because of their soda intake. I would imagine that these people also eat candy and cake and potatoes and potato chips and bread and pasta and all the other things that lead to diabetes. But soda right now is the favorite thing to hate. I mean, I'm sure Mayor Bloomberg was jumping up and down going, see, I'm right when he read this study.
The statistics have revealed that soda is correlated to 133,000 deaths linked to diabetes, 6,000 related to cancer, and 44,000 related to heart disease.
And that, and just that wording alone makes me think that this is an epidemiological study, and we have to be careful how we interpret them. Now, I do not want to sound like I'm condoning soda drinking. I think that drinking soda is a big mistake for so many different reasons, but I don't know that you can absolutely quantify and say 180,000 deaths a year are associated with the, with drinking soda. I just don't think you can say that. So, but maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, you know, you shouldn't be drinking soda. And we know lots of people who give their kids soda at every, you know, every time you turn around, the kid's got a soda. And I'm talking about not even diet soda. I'm talking about high fructose corn syrup laden soda.
And whatever kind of genetically modified.
Yeah.
Yeah, the corn syrup is genetically modified.
So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of parents out there who really need a new education in being parents. Like, you know what? So you're going to have to put up with a cranky child for a couple weeks while you wean them off of soda. But for crying out loud, if your kid wants crack, you're going to give them crack because they're going to throw a tantrum?
Give them sparkling water. You know, Trader Joe's has sparkling water at 79 cents for a bottle of
yeah.
it. And put some lemon or lime or strawberries or mint. You
and
know.
Most of them are infused
and
with flavor now.
It would be fun for the kids, you know, to have a couple blackberries, organic blackberries floating in their sparkling water. And that's their treat at the end of their
yeah.
sparkling water.
Right.
You know, at
yeah.
least I think it would be fun.
And the funny thing is the people who give their children soda, in my estimation, that I've seen some of these people that I'm talking about here, and I don't want to name names. They're the ones who claim that they know so much about nutrition. You know, they studied nutrition in school at one point in time or something, but yet they give their kids soda.
It's awful.
It's you know what?
Soda with a brownie and ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. I mean, that's really good. Your kid will be diabetic by the time they're 15 years old. And you know what? I can honestly say one thing I'm proud of. You would never find a soda bottle in my home, even when I was at my fattest, because soda was not something that I drank.
We didn't have soda when I was growing up.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, my mother didn't buy it for us.
Right.
And hence, I don't drink it. I never had a taste for it.
Right. Right.
At the end of this article, though, I did want to read this to you. It says, with more deaths correlating to unhealthy eating and drinking habits, will there be a need for more restrictive measures?
See, and this is my problem. And this is almost blue. They almost wrote this study for Bloomberg.
Well, and then right in the middle of the article is a link to Bloomberg's to the decision by the judge blocking his.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, you can't restrict people. If we've learned anything, look at the number of crackheads out there. Look at the number of people addicted to drugs. You can't legislate. What are you going to do? You're going to start treating sugary drinks like drugs? You're going to start putting people in jail, fining them for drinking sugary drinks? I mean, you can't do this.
Look, it's our choice. If we want to drink it, you know, if you want, knowing, just like smoking a cigarette, you know how bad that is for your health.
Right.
But it's your choice.
But here's the difference, okay? If you want to kill yourself, I say do it. But just don't do it in a way that it causes other people distress, harm, or financial difficulties. And is it okay if we go to a story that we didn't plan on talking about right now?
I'm sure.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. CVS is getting a lot of heat right now because they are wanting people to put their weight down, right, on their insurance information. And they also want people to turn over information about, you know, I'll dig this up real quick. CVS is getting called on the carpet because they're asking their employees to put information down that a lot of people think you shouldn't have to put down.
They have to submit their weight, body fat, glucose levels, and other vitals or pay a monthly fine.
Okay, now here's, I love this. I think, okay, so I say you want to drink sugary drinks. You want to smoke cigarettes. You want to do all the unhealthy things that you want to do. I say do them. I say don't legislate them out. Let people do them, but don't make other people pay for them.
But here, it doesn't matter what their weight is, their body fat is. They just have to submit it. CVS will never know. They have to submit it. And if they choose not to submit it, then they're going to pay $50 a month.
Right. And the reason they're not submitting it is because they know that they're overweight and their blood sugar is high and so on. Let's be honest. You know, do you know what the earliest lie detector test was in Egypt? They would put a person in a dark room with a donkey and they'd say the donkey could tell if you're lying or not, hold the donkey's tail. They would ask the person a question, and if the donkey would bray, they'd say the person was lying. So the person wouldn't hold the donkey's tail. They would come out of the room, but they would know they didn't hold the donkey's tail because they put charcoal on the donkey's tail. They look at his hands and they say, oh, you didn't even hold the donkey's tail. We know you're lying. So in other words, you can tell if people are unhealthy just by the fact that they refuse to submit that information.
According to the patient privacy rights founder, Dr. Deborah Peel, she said the approach they're taking is based on the assumption that somehow these people need a whip. They need to be penalized in order to make themselves healthy.
I don't necessarily agree with that, but here's what I do agree with. I think that unhealthy people should pay more for their insurance than healthy people. The same way I said a long time ago that obese people should pay more for an airline ticket than someone smaller. Because it should cost, you should bear the burden of your body weight on that plane because that's how they charge by weight, because that's how fuel is consumed. And I think you should bear the burden of your unhealthiness on your healthcare plan.
It's technology enhanced discrimination on steroids, she said.
Oh, you know what? Look. People who are making decisions to be unhealthy, and that's what it is in this country. There's a small percentage of people who are ill because they just got, their number was the wrong number. But the majority of people out there who are suffering from illnesses are reversible. They are choosing to be unhealthy. They should pay more. I don't care what she says.
CVS said the health screening was voluntary and the company would never see the test results. Its benefits program is evolving to help our colleagues take more responsibility for improving their health and managing health-associated costs.
And I think that's a much more noble thing than to say to people, you're going to get a physical, and if you're unhealthy, you're going to pay more money for your health care plan than Joe over there who's healthy. But that's what I would like to see happen, but that's going to be politically incorrect because you can't ask people to bear the burden of their bad mistakes in this country. It's politically incorrect to do that. You're supposed to allow people to destroy themselves, and you should have to help them pay for that.
The contributor for ABC said, and he's Dr. Richard Besser, he said the goal of these kinds of programs is to end up with a healthier workforce.
Right.
If your employees are healthy, they're going to work better, and they're going to cost the employer a lot less money.
Right. And guess what? You know, and the problem with that approach is you're going to have people out there going, oh, yeah, it's all about saving the employer a bunch of money. No. Guess what? You're going to be healthier and live longer, and you're going to save yourself a bunch of money, too.
Well, on the flip side of that, I have an article here that says a study raises doubt that workplace wellness programs will save company money.
Well, why don't we do this? Can we take a commercial break?
Uh-huh.
So we stay on clock? Can we talk about that when we come back? We've got off track here, but we're flowing into some things here. So let's do this. We'll take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. We'll be right back. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today. And do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustane RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultra Male RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrient C. Altrient C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrient delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to altriantc.com. That's altriantc.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to altriantc.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrient C. 21st century vitamin C.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back.
You wanna rumble in
I got fired up pretty early in the show today. I am. This is something I'm really passionate about.
Okay, so as we were coming out, going into the break, we were going to talk about a study that raises doubts that workplace wellness programs save companies money. So what do you think about that?
Well, I read the article, and they looked at one thing. Okay. They looked at the rate of hospital stays and doctor visits, and they said while long-term care visits went down, the rate of initial individual doctor inpatient doctor visits went up and all but erased the potential savings. Now, that could be a variety of reasons. It could be that we have become ingrained as a society to go to the doctor for every little thing. It wasn't that way back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. You didn't go to a doctor even when you were pregnant. You had a midwife come and deliver the baby. Today, people go to the doctor for everything.
And here in this article, it says, how much pressure can you put on workers to quit smoking, lose weight, and get exercise before it turns into unwelcome meddling or worse, a slippery slope toward a new kind of health discrimination.
And this is what I'm talking about. This new kind of health discrimination is necessary.
Well, but my question to you was during the break, how come people don't have enough self-respect to quit smoking on their own?
Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question. There's still a number of people who smoke in this country knowing what it does to you. Mm-hmm. That to me is bizarre. But look, I still drink alcohol from time to time, and I know that that's not the greatest thing for me. So I guess, but here's the difference. I'm not looking for anybody to bear my burden. If I get sick, if something happens to me, I give up alcohol, I straighten myself out. I don't go, oh, well, let me get on meds and I'm going to be disabled now and somebody else's paycheck needs to be garnered so that I can get some money into my household.
Wellness programs started offering gym memberships and modest cash rewards for participating in healthy assessment focused on changing bad habits. But employers have been upping the ante, linking the programs to insurance discounts or penalties that can add up to hundreds of dollars.
See, the author of the study, Gautam Gariskaran of the University of Arizona, at Tucson, said that there may be other benefits. They only looked at these two things in this study, but there may be other benefits that have not weighed in that could significantly impact this study, such as they didn't look at absenteeism. They didn't look at productivity, which are very, very critical, in my opinion, if you're looking at a wellness program, right? But the thing that I find most interesting is he said, but there's also a downside risk. You're going to be charging people different rates based on their wellness behavior, and that could limit the ability to buy health insurance. And I say that is exactly what needs to happen in order for people to take responsibility for their own health again.
I have a friend who her husband has a program like this at work. And so each year they have to go get tested, their weight, their BMI, their blood pressure. And so
and the family members, too, that are covered, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if they pass, if they're within what they were last year, and because she said she's gained 10 pounds and she was trying to get it off before her health screening so that they wouldn't have to pay money, because if they pass, they have to pay $1 a month for insurance.
And if they don't pass?
If they don't pass, she said they have to pay regular rates.
Like $300 a
mm-hmm,
month.
Mm-hmm.
So she's motivated to lose 10 pounds.
Yes.
I say it's working.
I say it's awesome.
I say it's working, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what he's worried about here is that people will have to pay more money if they... Here's the thing I don't understand, folks. Can I go into a restaurant and sit next to you? I order the cheeseburger. You order the filet mignon. And since I only order the cheeseburger, I have to pay for half of your filet mignon. So you and I walk out with the same bill. Is there anywhere in life where you could buy a Toyota and I could buy a Maserati, but we both pay the same price because my Toyota's price is raised and your Maserati price is dropped, so we both pay the same price? Of course not. You have a responsibility. If you want to buy something that is expensive, you have to pay for it. You can't expect other people to pay for it. Well, healthcare is expensive, and it's more expensive for people who are sicker. So why should a person who is well, who never goes to the doctor, who never needs prescription medications, pay the same rate as a person who goes to the doctor 5 times a week and is sick? It's just not fair. And the sad part is we've been conditioned to think that if we speak up about this, we're somehow unpatriotic. We're somehow unsympathetic. We're somehow, not team players. We're supposed to just shut up. But you know what the problem with shutting up is? 50% of the population is now on that system and sick. And pretty soon it'll be 70% of the population. And the few well people here are going to be paying all the unfair share of their health care.
I think I've mentioned this before, but I'll mention it again. Last year, we had no health. We didn't submit anything, just like a regular physical or whatever. And our health benefit, our health cost went up,
right?
Because in our zip code, people had submitted so much that
it affected us.
Yes,
and I didn't go to the doctor for. I went to the doctor twice to get blood work last year.
And I went for like mammogram and physical.
And I pay for my own my hormones and stuff. I pay for out of my pocket. I don't submit that to my insurance company.
But meanwhile, we got an increase on our insurance.
Right, right. But now somebody on my street probably goes to the doctor 3 or 4 times a week.
Gets medication.
I know who it is too. There's a woman that's on our street that's just unbelievably obese. I bet she's got every possible disease there is. And I'm paying the same thing as her. How is that right? How is that right? Where, show me any other area of life where we treated that way.
And meanwhile, you know, we spend money on supplements. We spend money on gym memberships. We spend money on, you know, lots of things to keep ourselves healthy, organic food or organic
right.
fruit
right.
to stay healthy. And they don't spend the money on those things.
Right, right. Can I get them to share my bill for my food bill because I buy differently than they do? And for those of you who are new to the show whose head is exploding right now thinking, boy, he's an insensitive SOB. I was 330 pounds and very sick at one point in time. I was on 11 medications early on when my heart problem first came around. Okay? So don't think that I wasn't one of you walking dead, but you can make a decision to step out of that group. Instead of getting mad at me for what I'm saying right now, turn the anger where it's appropriately pointed at yourself for letting yourself get to the point you're at now and make a decision to change your life. Because I'm sure there's people who are just tuning in for the first time thinking, well, he's a terrible person. No, I was one of you. Anyway.
You're not normal.
Yeah, I know. Carly Gomez said I'm not normal because
I... No, it was Michelle.
Oh, Michelle. I'm sorry. Michelle Hebert said that because I like the taste of Altrient C and Altrient ME right out of the packet, that I'm not normal. That was funny.
I just mixed mine with a little bit of water. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. I think she does too, but she got a little taste of it, is mm-hmm. what she said. And she said it didn't taste good. I like the taste of it. But anyway. Okay, so where are we going now?
Well, I want to talk about human growth hormone, if it's okay with you.
Yes, yes. Favorite subject of mine, yes.
One of your subjects. Evidently, you know, I was talking to a friend the other day, and she goes, what do you think about human growth hormone? And then you said somebody came up to you.
Leah, the girl that's in my office building here, she came up to me and says, you know, I've been meaning to ask you, what do you think about human growth hormone?
And I was like, why is everybody asking us about human growth hormone? And then I saw in USA Today an article about a product called Cerovital,
right?
HGH. And evidently it was on Dr.
As
Oz.
As seen on Dr. Oz.
Right, right. So that's what everybody's now talking about, human growth hormone.
Right, right.
So what do you think about human growth hormone?
I think human growth hormone is fantastic, but I think products like Cerovital and other amino acid blends, while
supplements.
Yeah, these are supplements. These are over-the-counter supplements. Like if you look at the study that Cerovital did, they did it on average age of the participants in the study, 26 to 32. Okay? So these are young people. The responses in growth hormone production in a 40 or 50-year-old person, which is the number of people have asked me, are probably in their 40s and 50s. Mm-hmm. Right? What the study says is significant increase is significant in study terms, but it's not significant in the production of growth hormone. And what the easy takeaway of this is, look, Dr. Mark Gordon has a fantastic product called Secretropin. He did research. He did three studies on it. It doubled and tripled growth hormone production in elderly people. But here's the problem with it. If you're producing zero growth hormone, then doubling and tripling it is meaningless. Getting it into the youthful ranges requires either injectable HGH or injectable GHRP2 or GHRP6. That's what's going to get it into youthful ranges. Some amino acid blend is just not going to do it. It may do something significantly, statistically significant in a study, but how does that translate to the benefits of growth hormone? Two totally different things. So, but Cerovital apparently went on Dr. Oz, and now everybody in the mainstream is interested in growth hormone. Guess why? It helps you sleep better. It increases your libido. It increases your hair quality, your skin quality, and blah, blah, blah.
It says in this article, it says it's the fountain of youth.
Yes. It's the fountain of youth. But interestingly, when you're on Cerovital's website and you go down to, so what's the catch? They have three catches. They says the first thing, Cerovital is not a magic bullet, but part of a healthy lifestyle choice, including sensible diet and exercise. Well, guess what? If you diet right, and you exercise, and you use intermittent fasting, you'll raise your natural growth hormone levels on their own, number one.
And didn't you say if you take GABA?
Yeah, GABA at night. If you take 5 grams of GABA, that increases growth hormone 500% in one pulse, okay? The other thing that they say is a catch. You have to take Cerovital on an empty stomach. That means that you either have to take it first thing in the morning or right before bed, before you eat anything. Well, guess what? If you take GABA first thing in the morning or right before bed, it'll raise growth hormone levels by itself.
So you have to take 5 grams.
No. If you take 1 gram, it'll raise it by 100%. If you take 2 grams, it'll raise it by 200%. If you take 5 grams, it'll raise it by 500%.
Okay.
Okay? But the other thing that they say is, and last but not least, with Cerovital is far less expensive than prescription HGH, it's still not cheap. It'll cost you about $100 a month, which in my opinion is fairly expensive for amino acids that you can buy independently on their own. But the thing that they say after that is, but is it worth it? Reducing wrinkles, decreasing body fat, increasing lean muscle mass, strengthening bones, boosting mood, while giving you plenty of energy and improving sex drive should be a no-brainer. However, make no mistake about it. The established medical community, and of course they know everything, would say its benefits are largely anecdotal. But there's no denying that something that has a chance of making you look and feel decades younger and is at least irresistible. But then later on the same page, they say that just like injectable growth hormone, these effects take a long time to come around. and are not seen in everybody. So while they're saying that it's this magic thing, they're also saying, by the way, it may not work for you.
Now, isn't it different in men and women? Don't men and women get affected differently from human growth hormone?
Yes, for two reasons. Number one, women pulse growth hormone every 1.5 hours, and men pulse growth hormone every 3 hours. And more importantly, the mosaic of the growth hormone receptor in women is much more complex, and it takes two receptors to be activated at the same time in order for women to see the growth hormone benefits, and men it only takes one. So Dr. Mark Gordon talked about this on my show many years ago, and is why women don't see the benefits of growth hormone as easily and readily as men do. But interestingly enough, guess who keeps asking about this product?
Women.
All women.
It's all women.
They all want a, you know, a better libido, better hair, better skin, and all that sort of stuff. And guess what? They're going to take this product and be very, very disappointed.
It also talks about synthetic HGH.
Recombinant HGH. It's not synthetic. It's they call it synthetic. It's recombinant HGH. The way they make HGH is they feed the amino acids to a form of E. coli. And for lack of better explanation, the E. coli eats the amino acids and poops it out in a chain. Then they freeze this stuff and kill the E. coli, and then they wash the E. coli out, and what is left is a powder that they then lyophilize and put into a sterile environment, and then it's ready for injection. So can you call it synthetic? No, I don't think so.
What if the E. coli doesn't die?
Oh, it does. The recombinant process is flawless today.
Okay.
The way they do it with they do recombinant protein peptides, I mean, all the time, and nobody gets sick from them. The one thing you do have to watch out with any injectable growth hormone is the amount. Sometimes the little E. coli poop out the wrong chain, and so you don't have exact. So there's something called aggregate. So let's say 99% of the growth hormone is actually 191 amino acids exactly the way it's supposed to be, and then there are some mutants, maybe some 70 amino acid chains, some 196 amino acid chains, and the higher the aggregate, you can actually develop a immune response to the growth hormone. So that's something you have to be cautious about. That's why you have to make sure if you're getting growth hormone legitimately that it's a high quality brand and there's very little aggregate in it.
Well, you know how if you're taking hormones, they say you should take a hormone holiday.
Yeah.
Do you need to take a holiday from growth hormone?
Absolutely. That's why the standard approach offered by A4M is 5 days on, 2 days off. But it's not because your body will stop producing growth hormone if you use growth hormone, like they suggest on the CeraVital website. It's because growth hormone, when we look at growth hormone, and all the research in growth hormone has been done on idiopathic short stature in children, all the meaningful research, we know that growth hormone is not something that you produce the same exact level every day, day in, day out. There's periods of the month where you produce huge pulses, and periods of the month where you produce small pulses, and periods of the month where you produce almost none at all. And so the common wisdom now is not to be consistent with growth hormone, but to be inconsistent. So the way A4M gets you to be inconsistent with it is they take it for 5 days and take 2 days off. I'm a believer of taking like 5 to 6 IUs 2 or 3 times a week as opposed to 5 days on, 2 days off. That's what I prefer doing. So
interesting.
Okay, we have to take a break.
Okay.
All right, so when we come back, we will have great stories for you. We got a lot of good stuff to talk about, so stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Super Yum Radio. We'll be right back.
Delicious. Axel, I'll get you for this, Axel.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The Power Patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real, competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the Power Patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the AgeForce way. Power Patch.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RG Cell Super Stem Cell Support. RG Cell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
What up, y'all? Yeah.
Soundtrack, what's poppin', baby?
Woo. Welcome back. What up, y'all?
Lupe Fiasco.
Lupe Fiasco. Remember Lupe Fiasco? Where the heck? You don't even hear about it. Okay.
I want to talk about something that's important.
It is important.
It is.
Especially after what Michelle Hebert said about me liking the taste of all trees.
You're not normal. I was reading an article in the paper on Sunday, and it was about mental illness. And I guess it's the new DSM is getting ready to come out.
Oh,
right?
Man, and it's scary, I got to tell you.
Well, according to this article, the mental illness prevalence in the United States right now is 19.9%. In Kentucky, it was 21.2%, and in Indiana, it was 22.3%.
Yeah.
In this article I have in front of me right here, it says it's estimated that 25% of American adults suffer from some form of mental illness each year.
But remember, this is based on the DSM, who says that if you bite your nails, it's called chronic grooming, you have a mental illness.
So I Googled mental illness statistics. I wanted to look at it a little bit further. And what it was really shocking to me, so many websites came up like Quiz Farm, where you could go online on Quiz Farm and take a quiz to see if you're mentally ill.
Can I talk about that for a second?
Sure.
So I said, I'll do the quiz during the break, right? So I open it up. And, you know, the first couple questions are fairly innocuous. I am over 15 years old. Things I once found interesting or fun don't interest me any longer. Then they get into, I'm depressed for more than 2 weeks at a time. Sometimes I feel like I can't feel emotions. Then they get into, I've searched for ways to kill myself in bookstores, online search engines, and some such devices. I have called a suicide hotline before and talked to my doctor or friend about suicide. Sleep isn't that important to me. I don't need much of it. I don't think of I often think of ways to kill myself. I'm often full or near full of boundless energy. I'm under the age of 50. I've often found myself delusional or hallucinating. It's like, yeah, I think if you answer yes to some of these questions, you probably have some emotional issues, but I don't know that you're mentally ill. I think there's a lot of people who feel hopeless about their lives, who think, you know, I'm going to lose my home next week. I can't find the job. I wish I could just kill myself.
But the thing about that is, if you feel hopeless one day, the next day, that song that girl sang about, wait a while, it'll change.
Right.
If you feel hopeless today, tomorrow it could be totally different because things change on a dime.
Right.
You know, they
right.
really do.
Right. And you're right. And I guess the difference between somebody who's mentally ill and somebody who's just going through a bad place, and this is my problem with the mental health community at large. If somebody, like my poor mother before she died, when she was in the nursing home, they wanted to put her on antidepressants so badly. And I talked to the doctor and I said, look, don't you think you're going to be depressed at the end of your life when you realize that this is it? You got like maybe a year or two left and you're going to die. But I mean, that's a legitimate emotion to feel. Why should you treat somebody for it?
But doctors put people on antidepressants for anything. And I know I've told the story before on the air, but my mother, 2 weeks before she died, she was sick. And she went and told the doctor she didn't feel good, and he told her she was depressed and put her on antidepressants.
Right.
And she was dead 2 weeks later.
And had he really treated her for why she tried to look why she didn't feel good, that was leading her to be depressed, maybe
yes.
they would have discovered something before she died. I got to tell you something. We talk about the medical orthodoxy, and we talk about the pharmaceutical agenda, but the mental health industry is possibly even more insidious. You know why? Because they get to write the definitions for diagnosis of innocuous things.
If like you bite your nails.
Yeah, biting your nails. You have chronic grooming syndrome.
Okay, so then I found another article that says, do you need a mental health checkup? And in this article it says, would you be offended if someone told you to get your brain checked out? A new study from the University of Cambridge suggests everyone should get their mental health checked as often as they have a physical, essentially treating your brain just like any other organ. And then if there's an issue, the doctor will tell you to go see a psychologist or a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
And
I know some people in the mental health industry, and I wouldn't want them assessing me because I don't trust them. I think that they have problems. So, I mean, this is just another industry overreaching. That's all this is.
Okay, so a mental health screening typically includes a series of questions about lifestyle, eating and drinking habits, mental wellness designed to check for potential mood or anxiety disorders, including depression, substance abuse, and post-traumatic stress.
And I believe in post-traumatic stress. I think people have been through war. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
That's very real.
If you've seen your family murdered in front of you, you know, and you're a refugee that comes to this country, you've got some issues to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about
it. That's very real. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't want to sound like Tom Cruise and say, oh, you know, mental illness is nonsense. There are people out there who do need a rescue intervention. However, the mental health community is overreaching to try to broaden their net so that everybody has a mental illness and everyone needs to be treated. And it's just not that way.
Mm-mm.
You know, there's actually a psychiatrist who's come out from the UK. We're trying to get him on the show. And he is angry about the new DSM-5 because he says that they are mislabeling people as mentally ill by the new somatic symptom disorder category. And according to him, some 15% of patients with cancer, 26% of patients with heart disease, 7% of patients with fibromyalgia, 15% of patients with irritable bowel syndrome would all be categorized as mentally ill. On top of their friggin' illnesses, they'll also be considered mentally ill because of this new somatic symptom disorder. Now, and this is what I was saying before. It's like if I had cancer, I would really be upset. I'd be sad. I would be depressed. I don't have a mental illness. That's a natural response to being diseased.
It says that the new category will extend the scope of mental disorder classification by eliminating the requirement that somatic symptoms must be medically unexplained. In the DSM-5, the focus shifts to excessive responses to distressing, chronic somatic symptoms with associated dysfunctional thoughts, feelings, or behaviors.
Now, wouldn't you have dysfunctional thoughts, feelings, or behavior if somebody just said, hey, you got 6 months to live?
Well, yes.
You think you need to see a psychiatrist now? What's it going to do, prepare you for the box better? Oh, no, we're going to help you so that you'll be happy to die. I don't think so. And I don't think any drug should be administered to somebody unless they say, I don't want to feel anything for the next 6 months. That's a different story. But to diagnose them with a mental illness because they are legitimately upset and depressed is, you know, I'm speechless. I think that the industry needs to, like, be clubbed.
Well, didn't you say something to me earlier that if a doctor prescribes working out, something about when the doctor prescribes
working out? Yeah, you want to talk about
that real quick? Well, my thoughts are, because if you work out, you're going to feel better. You're going to have more energy. You're not going to feel as lost and lonely. And so that's going to boost your mood.
Yeah, but doctors won't prescribe that. See?
That's what I'm thinking. If doctors would just prescribe working out instead of antidepressants, it would be so much better.
But a doctor would say, well, it's hard to get people to comply. It's hard to get people to exercise. That's what their scapegoat is. But you know what? People will do something if it makes them feel good.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't know. They don't do it long enough to see if it
even
feels
if they, good. Even if they just walked, you know, for 20 minutes a day or something.
You want to talk about this?
Sure,
you want to save it for later? Okay.
Right.
So this is actually breaking news. The American Heart Association published a study that was funded by the CDC. They looked at physicians. Physically active healthcare providers were more likely to offer physically active physical activity counseling. And what they basically said was, doctors who exercised were more likely to tell their patients to exercise to help them deal with disorders.
Healthcare providers tend to practice what they preach what they practice.
Now here's why. I had Dr. John Chrysler on my show a year or so ago, and I said, you know what? I would love to be able to start interviewing doctors. When you decide you're going to go see a doctor, I'd love to be able to sit down with him. See, you can't do this because of HIPAA. But I'd like to be able to sit down with my doctor and say, hey, doc, what drugs are you on? I mean, if he's on an antidepressant, a blood pressure med, and he's got diabetes, do I really want to go to him for health care? He can't keep himself healthy, and he has access to everything. So in other words, I'm going to go to him or her, and they're sick, and I'm going to take advice from them. That's like going to a mechanic whose car is always broken down, and you're going to say, hey, can you take care of my car because I need a reliable ride? He can't keep his own car running. He's going to keep yours running?
It says patients rely on advice from healthcare providers to adopt healthier behaviors. So these findings suggest that improving healthcare providers' physical activity levels may be an easy way to help reduce physical inactivity among the general population.
Right. Right. And we need doctors who are healthy. And I'm not railing against doctors. I'm railing against unhealthy doctors. I'm saying if you're going to treat people with disease, then you should at least be disease-free unless something went wrong, unless you were born with a disorder or you got, you know, you caught something, it was unavoidable. But I mean, if you have type 2 diabetes, that's reversible in 95% of the population. If you're taking metformin and then blood pressure meds because of your diabetes is causing high blood pressure, and you're on a statin drug, and you're on an antidepressant, you have no business treating people. You need to get yourself together. You need to take a year or two off and figure out how to heal yourself before you come in and start treating other people. That's what I say. So, what do you want to talk about now?
Isn't it time for a break?
Yes, it is. I didn't know if you had something else. All right, so let's do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I'll calm down. Do we have anything else that I don't want to rail anymore. I'm tired. I can't help it. I'm just, you know, this stuff really aggravates me. All right. I love when people ask me if I'm a doctor, too. When I ask people to come on the show and they say, well, are you a doctor? And I say, no, that's exactly why you should listen to me.
I had a girl the other day say, well, are you a nutritionist or a dietitian?
Yeah, no, no, exactly. That's why you should listen to me, because I'm not upholding the scaffolding of a flawed science. Mm-hmm. I'm in search of the truth just like you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state of the art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Wherever you call your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, AmNutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, AmNutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AmNutritioncom.
Recover!
AmNutrition. New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money. Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now H-Force is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The power patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real, competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the Power Patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the H-Force way. Power Patch.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. I don't want to belabor the mental illness thing, but I got to mention something. Carly Gomez posted something on the Superhuman Radio Network page, and it's so accurate. It really is accurate, right? You know, she points out that so many people are depressed or just don't feel right mentally because their diet is a mess, and they have these wild mood swings between caffeine consumption and a crappy diet.
And sugar.
Mm-hmm. And not enough omega-3s, because we know that these have, omega-3s are more effective than antidepressants in making people feel good again, right?
Uh-huh.
And she points out that these doctors should be required to tell these people to first clean up their diets And that means that doctors have to know something about nutrition. Uh-oh. And, you know, because what are they going to say? Well, listen, you know, eat the way the ADA recommends. These people are going to feel crappy even worse. So, but they should have to clean up their diets, and they should have to start exercising. And then after a period of time, if the symptoms go away, they're done. And if not, then they can start to address them with other modalities, like maybe pharmaceutical interventions. But she's absolutely right. But you're not going to get a doctor to do that, because a doctor doesn't believe nutrition does anything.
The article that I referred to earlier that I read on Sunday, it was talking about children and mental illness. And there was a family of two little girls that were adopted from Russia. And both of them had fetal alcohol syndrome.
Right.
And one of them was managed, and the other one was out of control. She'd been in and out of homes, in and out of treatment centers.
Didn't you tell me they had a locker in her bedroom at night because she threatened to kill the family while they're asleep?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And they
That's a nice thought.
And they put the dog with the sister in her room so the dog could protect her from her sister.
Right.
Now, the one, who, she's physically active. She's she wins tournaments in bow and arrow.
Right.
And she weighs 100 pounds.
Right.
Because they
Which is an appropriate weight for her age.
For her age. Because they were talking about the other sister who tackled her and was trying to strangle her with her sweatshirt. She weighed 180 pounds and was 5'3".
Right.
So what does that tell you?
Well, definitely, if you use the epidemiological model of 1, N equals 1, you could say that that child is obese because she has a terrible diet, and her terrible diet could potentially be contributing to her out-of-control behavior.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Because obviously you have this other child came from a similar environment, also had fetal alcohol syndrome, but she has a well-maintained weight. She's physically active. She doesn't display any of these dysfunctions.
Yes.
So yeah, yeah, I would say that would make me think, hey, maybe that child needs a physical intervention, not a mental intervention.
That's exactly what let's not discount the problems that fetal alcohol syndrome offer to a child.
Right.
But you know, give the child a chance and let's take it at a different angle. 5'3" and 180 pounds.
Yeah, there's a problem there. There's a problem
there.
Yes. Okay, so now let's talk about something that continues to be all the rage. David Zinko ripped it off. Everybody's ripping it off now. We've been talking about intermittent fasting and fasting in general on this show since the show started, really. And now there is yet another diet trying to capitalize on fasting called the fast diet.
And it's all the rage over in the UK right now. Evidently, you're supposed to fast 2 days a week and then eat whatever you want within reason.
So fast two separate days. In other words, not 2 days back to back.
Right, two separate days. But the author of the book, I don't recall his name, he said that you can eat about 500 calories that day.
That's considered a fast?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's not a fast then. But the other thing I didn't like about him is he treats women differently than men.
Right. The woman, they had him on one of the morning shows. Men had scrambled eggs on their day that they ate the 500 calories.
For breakfast.
And women had oatmeal with blueberries.
Yeah.
There was no protein.
No protein, yeah. Mm-hmm. So women don't need protein, apparently.
I guess
I wonder
not.
Why. I wonder why. I wonder what women have that men don't have that you don't need protein.
Dr. Michael Mosley.
Yeah.
That was the name of the guy.
But the rest of his diet was pretty good, right? You said mm-hmm. that he did say that not all calories are created equal.
He did say calories are not created equal. He said you need to eat fats and proteins and little carbs. So he was pretty much, you know,
in the right groove there.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't
mm-hmm.
like David Zinko, who said fast in the morning, eat anything you want after 5 o'clock, anything.
And
anything.
He had chocolate cake.
Yeah.
He had, you know, French fries out there. David Zinko did.
Yeah, and you could look just like David Zinko. Have you ever seen David Zinko? He's the editor of Men's Health. And he looks like he doesn't have shoulders. He looks like he has a little hanger in his shirt. He's got tiny little narrow, like little tiny plank shoulders.
He said that this is what it says. The deal is simple. For two non-consecutive days a week, you must fast, although not completely. For men, a maximum of 600 calories and 500 for women. On the other days, you can eat and drink exactly what you want.
But see, I disagree with him. And I'm going to tell you why I disagree with him. This is not a fast. If you're eating 500 calories in a day, it's a hypocaloric diet, but instead of shaving the calories off of every day, you're just doing them over 2 days and the rest. You follow what I'm saying? He's
mm-hmm.
still reducing your monthly caloric intake, but he's doing it across 2 days a week instead of saying, well, every day you have to eat less. So I disagree with him, unless he's saying, you have to fast for a certain number of hours, and then you can have 500 calories at the end of the day for your last two meals or something like that. So you're fasting for 16 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But if he says, no, you don't have to fast completely. You can have a meal when you wake up and a meal in the afternoon and a meal in the evening as long as they don't go over 500 calories, then that's not fasting. I'm sorry.
I agree. I'm
not, you know, but maybe we're wrong. Maybe we should try to get him on the show. Because if he says, no, you're fasting for the first major portion of the day, and then you have one 500-calorie meal at the end of the night, yeah, I could see how that would work, because that's basically intermittent fasting.
Right.
So, anyway, okay. What else do you want to talk about? Trader Joe's?
Sure. I read an article that says that a number of major grocery chains announced that they're not waiting for the FDA to approve genetically modified salmon. Instead, they've made a pledge to their customers that they will not carry the controversial fish in their stores.
God bless them. Thank you.
Regardless of what the FDA decides. So Whole Foods and Trader Joe's, we salute you.
Yes. Thank you. So you're not going to be eating pink eel if you go to Trader Joe's or Whole Foods and buy your salmon.
Okay, here are the it's Trader Joe's, Aldi, A-L-D-I.
I don't know who that is.
Whole Foods, regional chains Marsh Supermarkets, and PCC Natural Markets in Washington State, and co-ops in Minnesota, New York, California, and Kansas have signed on with a campaign for genetically engineered free seafood.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. That's very noble of you. And you're right. The FDA knows nothing. Look what they've done to us so far. Did you see the picture I posted? Oh, I haven't posted that one yet. Monday. Look for another one of those images on my Facebook page Monday. I got one about the FDA. You're going to love it. Love it, I say. Okay. So bravo to Trader Joe's. You want to take our last one more commercial break and then come back and do shout-outs, or what else do we want to talk about?
That's fine.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. Protein bars, because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrient C. Altrient C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrient delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to AltrientC.com. That's AltrientC.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to AltrientC.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrient C. 21st century vitamin C.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3444.
4473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RG Cell Super Stem Cell Support. RG Cell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you are satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Break down, baby.
Break down, baby.
Break down, baby.
This is the Beastie Boys. You like the Beastie Boys. MCA. Welcome back. Welcome back to the old school rap show. Okay. So what do you want to talk about first, Elisa? We have a few good stories to still cover.
I read an article about how surgeons leave sponges and
other things
in people a dozen times a day.
Yeah. I mean, I remember hearing about that. This is something that's been going on for a long time.
This was in the USA Today. More than a dozen times a day, doctors sew up patients with sponges and other supplies mistakenly left inside. The mistake cost some victims their lives. That's shocking to
me. Let me tell you something. This is one of the few times you're ever going to hear me stick up for a doctor. It's not the doctor's responsibility. It's the surgical nurse's responsibility. And I'll tell you why. The surgical nurse is responsible for counting at the beginning of the procedure, all of the necessary items for the procedure and sponges and so on and so forth. And then at the end of the procedure, before the doctor starts to suture and close, they turn to the surgical nurse and she is supposed to count and everything is supposed to be accounted for. We started with six sponges. We have six sponges now, doctor. We started with two scalpels. We have two scalpels. We started with three retractors. We have three retractors. The surgical nurse is supposed to give a count. And if there's something missing, she's supposed to say, "We're missing a sponge, doc." And then he goes, "Okay, let me look."
It says here that there's no federal reporting requirement when hospitals leave sponges or other items in patients. But research studies and government data suggest it happens between 4,500 and 6,000 times a year. That's up to twice government estimates, which runs closer to 3,000 cases. And then there's a solution here that it says the nation's hospitals have balked at using electronic technologies that sharply cut the risk of sponges being left in patients.
I wonder how the technology works.
Fewer than 15% of U.S. hospitals use sponges equipped with electronic tracking devices, and that's based on a USA Today survey.
Interesting.
But they're available. They're just not using them.
That's funny. I mean, so they would be able to, well, I wonder if that would help them not sew the person up, or once they sewed them up, they would be able to say, "Oh, there's a sponge in that person."
Hospitalizations involving a lost sponge or instrument average more than 60,000
a year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 60,000. That's 60,000 people that have to go back under the knife to get something out of them.
According to data that's compiled by Medicare, which denies payments for costs stemming from these errors.
Of course. Why should they pay? Because the doctor made a mistake like that. I wouldn't want to pay for that. Somebody gets the job wrong, you want to pay them a second time for what you paid for the first time?
In this article, it tells the story of a woman who was pregnant. She went in for a cesarean. She left the hospital, and over the next month, she got so swollen that she looked like she was pregnant again, and she went to the emergency room. They did an x-ray, it showed that there had been a surgical sponge the size of a washcloth. How do you miss that?
Well, but you have to remember, a surgeon, when he's looking into a body, those things get behind organs.
And they also get bloody, I'm
yes,
sure.
Yes, and that's why the surgical nurse is responsible for counting and accounting for everything that's used during a surgery.
It says, after a six-hour emergency surgery to untangle the infected mass from her intestine, she needed nearly 3 weeks of hospitalization.
You know, if somebody out there is a surgical nurse or a surgeon and I got this wrong, please let me know. But I really believe that it's the surgical nurse's responsibility to account for every item, sponge, cloth, and tool used during a surgery for this specific reason. So, okay, let's talk about something else since we're talking about hospitals. Let's talk about breast cancer for a second. One of the standards of care for breast cancer is radiation treatment. And yes. I've talked about this on this show years ago. Women who undergo radiation treatment on the left breast almost always develop heart problems shortly thereafter. Almost always. Very few women don't develop heart problems because the hyperoxidating effect of the radiation that's designed to kill the cancer also destroys the heart. So now I guess they just posted a study that says there's no level seen as safe.
No level seen as safe. Isn't that, that's scary.
All those poor women who have had breast cancer, have been treated with radiation therapy, have survived their cancer, but now, 5, 6, 7 years later, they have a heart disease that's going to end their life short.
Women treated with radiation for breast cancer are more likely to develop heart problems later. Troubling new research suggests the risk come from any amount of radiations. It starts 5 years after treatment and lasts for decades.
Right. And I talked about this years ago on the show as it relates to a study that I read, but it looked at just left breast cancer treatment where the radiation was directed right at the heart. But obviously, even the right breast, there's some overflow radiation that probably hurts the heart as well.
Okay, so here it says patients shouldn't panic. Radiation has improved cancer survival, and that is the top priority, doctors say. The chance of suffering a radiation-induced heart problem is fairly small.
I don't believe that. Yeah, it's fairly small because the person has to change their lives. They probably can't do the things that they used to do. They have to take heart medication, and they can't, you know, they have to watch what they do. They have to slow down their lives. Why should you trade off one disease for another? This is where it boggles my mind how doctors and the medical orthodoxy resolve themselves with the idea that we're going to treat you with this disease, you're probably going to get that disease, but we're going to treat you for this disease here.
It says, still, the study reveals that potential harm from radiation runs deeper than many medical experts may have realized,
right,
especially for women who already have cardiac risk factors.
And a lot of them don't know it because they go into the hospital for the breast cancer. That's what this study showed. A lot of women who had undiagnosed heart problems right after the radiation therapy, their heart went haywire.
Well, and it says, and it comes amid greater awareness of over-treatment that many women are being treated for cancers that would never prove fatal, leading to trouble down the road, such as heart disease.
And why is that? Because the medical orthodoxy is overreaching because it's all about making money. The same reason that they have people doing colonoscopies instead of blood culture tests first before even looking to see if you have polyps with a colonoscopy, they can tell through blood work. They don't do that. They rather just stick that thing up your butt and get that $1,800 for the test.
Well, I pulled out an article from the USA Today that talks about a virtual colonoscopy.
What is it?
I don't know, but I'm going to check that out.
Yeah.
I've got this in front of me, and that was on my list of things to do, but it's a virtual colonoscopy. And then there's the fecal occult blood test.
That's been around forever, and that's very reliable.
Mm-hmm.
That's very, very reliable. And you know what that is? They do the little smear of poopy on it. They send it out to a lab, and they look to see if there's any type of blood or any suspicious cells in it.
And the stool DNA testing.
That's something new.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's something very, very new. Yeah. Okay, the last thing I want to talk about is something that somebody posted on Facebook yesterday. Was it
Andrew Michael Barker?
Was it Andrew Michael Barker? I'm sorry if that isn't who posted it, but somebody posted Oh, no. I think it was Santori.
Santori.
Davidson. Yeah. It was about this girl who went for gastric bypass surgery, lost 180 pounds, and is all whiny and complaining because she feels like that she lost her self-esteem and she lost herself and this and that. And she went on and on about how after she lost 180 pounds, she didn't feel any different. She still had problems with her life and so on and so forth. And I posted on the website, I said, this story is akin to the person who wins $100 million lottery and still has the same issues that they thought money would solve. And they usually blow all the money and end up broke again. Like earning money, earning your weight loss is where the self-esteem comes from, not from a different reading on your bathroom scale. I've lost over 100 pounds by changing my lifestyle, and that changed my life. The weight loss was a bonus. So this girl had gastric bypass surgery, and it didn't change her life. It just changed what the scale read. And you know what? And there's a message here. Your lifestyle was a mess. You became obese as a result of that. You took the shortcut and went for gastric bypass surgery. Had you exercised, had you tried to change your lifestyle, you would have had so many other benefits besides losing weight that it would have been meaningful to you. But she's whining because all she did was lose 180 pounds. It didn't change her life. So I just think that's kind of funny.
I do too.
What else? Do we have anything else to talk about? Anything to read from listeners or anything?
No, I did want to mention another one of Adele's Subversity blogs this week.
Okay.
The freeze-dried mango. He talks about how it's just as effective as diabetes medication.
Yeah. I wonder what that's about. We have to try that.
Yeah.
He actually did post something on the show wall today. A study on small meals on a fast day you just mentioned, he said, was published in February and obviously discussed on Subversity. He wrote about it, these small meal fast days. So it's up on subversity.com, SUPPVERSITY.com. I'll have to read it and see what the benefits of it are. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Well, we had a great week this week. Lots of good shows. And we have an even better week next week. And I want to thank everybody for listening and listening today. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.